Whether you're stuck in traffic, in your corporate grind, in your business, or just in life in general, this podcast is where we focus on happening to life instead of letting life happen to us. I'm your host, Lila Higgins, visibility coach, designer, wife, mom, and fan of seeing women just like you get unstuck. Join me each day as I talk about topics like money, limiting beliefs, and purpose. And at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together. Hey friends, and welcome back to the Don't Be Stuck podcast. My name is Lila Higgins, and we made it through another week. Happy Friday. I hope that you are gearing up for a fun or relaxing weekend, whatever your cup of tea is. Today, I want to talk about the ideal day for you. And you've probably seen iterations of this over different people's content. One of my favorite people for this exercise is Ramit Sethi, and he talks about living your rich life. And basically, you dream out, like, what is your rich life? What does that look like? Where are you spending your money? Where are you spending your time? What does it look like when you get up in the morning? Where are you living? All of those questions. And I think if we've never sat down to decide what we want in our life, and we've just kind of let it happen to us, then it's really hard to start a business. It's really hard to build something from the ground up when you don't even know why you're doing it, and you don't even know what you're wanting to achieve. It very easily becomes the rat race again, but for yourself, because you're just doing the next thing and you don't have the direction that you feel like you need to, and you never ever really reach that lifestyle you've been trying to achieve that you've never actually sat down to outline. So for today's action item, I want you to take a couple of hours this weekend, and I want you to just jot down, what's your rich life? What's your ideal life look like? What's an ideal day look like in that life? And I want you to think through what that looks like for you. Not what you think your parents would like, not what your husband might like, not what your kids need. With all of the values and all of the priorities that you carry as a person, what would you like to do with your day? It's not always an easy question. It feels a little bit daunting, right? To be like, no one's ever asked me what I want. I've been there and I understand where you're at, but the only way to set goals and set your priorities in a way that really is actually going to work and you're going to find success in is to decide what you value and what you want to prioritize in your life. And that starts with asking the question, what do I want my life to look like? Do you want to be able to sleep in, or do you like getting up early? Do you live in a house you own, or are you a traveling vagabond? Like, if there was nothing holding you back and you knew that you'd make the money you needed to survive and to eat and to feed your family, what would you do? See, that right there feels like true freedom. And true freedom is actually kind of scary. Like, we've all been kind of siphoned off into these different sections and expectations. So if you're in corporate, you likely were an athlete, or you had some sort of academic excellence in high school. And so that put you on the, oh my gosh, she's so good at this. Like, she should go to college. And then college took you to business school. Business school took you to your first internship. Your internship took you to, you know, the next step up the corporate ladder. And so you've been climbing. But nobody at 16 asked you what you wanted. You just kind of did the next thing. You did what was next, what made sense, what was expected of you. And I don't think that there's a reason to think about those things as regrets. Like, I think what you've done with your life is amazing. But the sad thing is that maybe it's not what you wanted, and maybe you're just starting to realize that. And maybe you're ready to change it. And see, now you're scared because it's terrifying. Because you have to, for once in your life, rely on your own affirmation, your own self, to affirm that what you're doing next is going to be the good thing for you, is going to be the best thing for you, is going to be what, you know, brings you to that level of fulfillment, or brings you to a place where you feel like your life has purpose again. That's a scary thing to put on yourself. It's much easier to say, yep, my college professor put me here, my, you know, boss gave me a raise, my parents supported me in college. They all said this was what I wanted to do, or what I should have done. And so I did it. And that feels great to accomplish. But was it what you wanted? Is it what you want now? These questions are hard. So I want you to give yourself permission this weekend to look at your life and say, what do I want? You get to decide. You have the control over your situation. And yes, it will take time, and there's sacrifices, and there's opportunity costs and all kinds of things that come along with this. But if you want something, I want you to give yourself permission this weekend to explore what that is or what it might be. And then to sit down with yourself and say, hey, what do we want? And what does it look like to wake up in a life that we want? If you're visual, you can gather pictures or magazine clippings or go on Pinterest. But I really like to just get a pen and paper and just write my ideal day. I wake up. This is what happens. This is what I drink. This is what I eat. This is where I go. This is where my kids are. This is what my husband does. I have, you know, this work to do. I'm talking to these types of people. I'm having these conversations. I'm thinking about these ideas. I'm listening to these types of audiobooks. I'm reading these types of real books. I'm exploring this type of city or this type of town. In my free time in the afternoon, I'm at this place. I'm with my kids. I'm without my kids. I'm hanging out with friends. I'm by myself on a quiet retreat. And then in the evenings, I come home. I eat this. I live in this kind of house. I watch this kind of TV. I enjoy these kinds of entertainment things. I, you know, work towards these kind of goals or this kind of hobby or this kind of talent that I'm trying to hone or this kind of skill that I want to achieve. And then I go to bed knowing that I lived that day like I wanted to and with control over the path that I'm going down versus waking up, feeling like you have to go to work, feeling like you have to eat this meal, feeling like you should diet here or diet there, restrict here, feeling like if you don't get to the gym, you don't have value, feeling like you have to drive this kind of car and, you know, go to this kind of office, have this kind of food for lunch, hang out with these types of people, have these kinds of conversations, and all of it feels like it's just happening to you when you actually have the control to decide if you want it to happen to you or not. And maybe that's a foreign concept in our culture these days, but I feel like it's a needed one because there's so much freedom. There's so much freedom to decide where you want to be siphoned off to. And all you have to do is agree that you can do it and then take the steps to actually accomplish it. And you're going to sacrifice and you might get made fun of and you might, you know, people might think you're crazy. And that's just a part of it because you're breaking out of the mold. So it's Friday. You're done with your week. Take some time and decide, what do I want? That's your action item for this week. I promise you it will open up ideas you haven't even thought about when you allow yourself to say, oh, I want this, even though my parents think this, even though my husband thinks this, even though you know, my work doesn't allow for this or how I've scheduled my time doesn't work with this. This is what I want. Okay, now let's break that down. What do you want? What do you have to do to accomplish those wants? Here's your permission to dream about an ideal situation for yourself. You can make it happen. Even if you feel like you've been siphoned off into this one specific outcome and this one specific type of life, you have the ability to change your mind and you have the permission, if from no one else, you have it from me, to change your mind and to change your life. And I want to help you do that. So that's what this podcast is all about. I hope this was helpful. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope this inspires some conversations and maybe it'll be a little bit hard and that's okay. But if you want to reach out to me, I'm happy to hold space for you and give you kind of my permission specifically for you to want those things and you to pursue those things. And then I'll do my best to help you break it down so that you can actually make those things a reality. Anyways, that's all I have to say. Stay tuned for tomorrow. We actually have a bonus episode this week where I interview one of my good friends who leaped from corporate and is running her own business and is pretty amazing. I can't wait. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Stuck. Just a reminder, here's how this podcast works. Each day of the week, we cover one of five of the most common topics that I've learned hold us back the most from creating our own dream version of our careers. Here's how it shuffles out. On Monday, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs. It's a great inspirational episode that's going to challenge your thinking. On Tuesdays, we're going to talk about finances and financial solutions to get you moving in the right direction with your money. Wednesdays, we're going to talk all about offer ideation and how to build an intriguing, well-branded, irresistible offer for your audience. Thursdays, we're going to address content and social media. This is going to be a mix of reviewing different platforms as well as content strategy ideas and inspiration. And then at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together.